What if the next wave of orthopedic injuries hitting your clinic isn't random? It's completely predictable. And you're already missing the warning signs? Right now, a National Weather Service extreme heat warning is stretching across Southern California through July 27th, with temps hitting 110 degrees. Meanwhile, global markets are rattled. Financial anxiety is spiking. And insurance systems are failing patients at critical moments. This week is a perfect storm for preventable orthopedic injuries. And at Atlanta PT, they've been connecting these exact dots for years. Here's what healthcare leaders need to understand right now. First, heat isn't just a weather story. It's an injury forecast. When core body temperature rises, neuromuscular control degrades, proprioceptive feedback slows, and reaction time drops. That means bad landings, missteps, and torn ACLs. Athletes, outdoor laborers, and older adults are especially vulnerable. Proactive patient outreach during heat events, reminding post-surgical patients to stay cool, advising athletes to cut training loads, isn't an optional add-on. It's a leadership decision. Second, financial stress is a clinical variable you're probably ignoring. When markets drop and economic anxiety spikes, cortisol rises, sleep tanks, and recovery slows. Patients under financial pressure delay care, skip PT sessions, and return to work before they're ready. That's not a social work problem. That's a re-injury waiting to happen. Teams that ask about life stressors during intake, not just pain levels, are practicing evidence-based care. Full stop. Third, insurance system failures are a leadership accountability moment. When patients can't access coverage they've paid for, they delay treatment. Delayed treatment means worse outcomes, longer recovery, and higher long-term costs. As Laura McMurrin from Atlanta PT puts it, every injury has a story behind it. A stressful week, a heat wave, a moment someone ignored warning signs because they felt they had no choice. Your job is to understand the whole person, not just the body part. Here's your one action item today. Before your next team huddle, pull your highest risk patient list. Post-surgical, older adults, anyone with a history of re-injury, and send a proactive outreach message about heat safety and stress management. Don't wait for them to show up in pain. That's the difference between reactive care and real leadership. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.